I just had a chat with a businessman whose company imports food for sale. The question on the table was, what impact are the challenges in shipping having on the supply of goods in Barbados? For one thing, he said that while freight rates are going up, the bigger issue is timing. Orders that took 3 to 4 months to get from abroad are now taking 5 to 6 months. And for those coming out of China and the Far East, people in Barbados are being asked to deposit 20% of the costs, while freight costs through the Panama Canal have recently doubled. Based on what that businessman is telling us, the delays in getting material are also affecting construction, with shortages of some items. And he says there's a lot of uncertainty going forward. It's made worse by those Houthi attacks in the Red Sea.
For the past 6 weeks, there's been increasing tension along one of the global economy's major supply routes, the Red Sea. Houthi rebels in Yemen have been attacking commercial ships in the area, stating solidarity with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. In response, the U.S. military has organized a coalition of 20-some countries to protect ships traveling through the Red Sea.
Things escalated this weekend. U.S. Navy helicopters fired on and killed Houthi fighters who were trying to board a container ship. The U.S. military says the Houthis are backed by Iran. And now Iran has sent a warship to the Red Sea, according to Iranian state media.
The Red Sea is a narrow strip of water with Egypt and Sudan to the west and Saudi Arabia and Yemen to the east. And the waterway is a crucial piece of the global supply chain. Between 10 to 15% of the world's shipping goes through this area. This includes oil tankers and massive container ships transporting everything from microchips to furniture.
And on the northern end of the Red Sea is the Suez Canal, which is the most direct sea route for trade between Europe and Asia.
It's a long day. It takes you all day to go through the Suez.
Sal Mercogliano is a maritime historian at Campbell University and hosts a YouTube show called What's Going On with Shipping. Sal says the Houthis have been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea since 2015. But then in November, they used a tactic that Sal hadn't seen them try before. They landed a helicopter on a ship and hijacked the vessel, which reportedly has links to an Israeli company. There was no cargo aboard, but as of this recording, there were 25 crew members who are still being held. Sal says the seizure of the ship signaled something new and dangerous, and the situation has only escalated from there.
Initially, they announced they were attacking ships that were either Israeli-flagged or Israeli-owned. But then they ratcheted it up, and they said any ship connected at all with Israel will be attacked. And what they wound up doing was actually attacking ships that have nothing to do with Israel at all.
In the maritime industry, ships can get insurance that covers acts of war and piracy. This is a special kind of insurance called war risk insurance. Sal says that before this ramp up in violence, the war risk insurance for the Red Sea was considered low, around 0.02% of what the ship's total value was.
But after the Houthis started attacking commercial ships in a more indiscriminate way, war risk insurance for the Red Sea went from 0.02% to 0.7%. That could potentially tack on millions of dollars in extra insurance costs. Shipping companies started to charge extra fees to transport cargo to and from the Red Sea. They also began rerouting some of their vessels to avoid the area altogether.
Some of these ships were already on a detour. They were originally planning to travel through the Panama Canal, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans in Central America. But the Panama Canal is having problems with low water levels, which reduces the number of ships that can actually use it.
So some ships were opting for the Suez Canal instead. But now the Houthi attacks are making them change course again. And this detour also comes at a cost. Corey Ranslam is CEO of Dryad Global Limited, a company that specializes in maritime intelligence.
Some of the top shipping companies have paused any transit through the Red Sea and are now going around the Horn of Africa and then back into the Mediterranean, which can add anywhere from potentially 14 or 15 days, maybe even to 25 or even more days. And it adds a lot of cost. It's potentially upwards of an additional $1 million to the cost of that transit to go around Africa.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.